Zion, Pasuk Dalet. So we started last week, the beginning of Perek Zion, and we said, once it says, V'yelech Shimshin Azazo, V'yashom Isha Zayna, V'yove Eleo, so that started the problems. So now we're continuing on. V'yi Achei Kain, happened after that, V'yav Isha, V'nachal Sarek. He got in love with the Isha, the Nachal Sarik, it's a place. Ushma Dalila, her name was Dalila. What does Dalila come from? The word Dalila comes from Lashon Pur. That was her name. The Gemara in Saita says, Ilamale Nikya Shma Dalila, if her name wouldn't have been called Dalila, Raya Haisa Shatikya Dalila. It was right for us to call her Dalila, even if that wasn't her name. Dildala is Kaichai, Dildala is Liba, and Dildala is Masav. She took away Shimshin's kayak, his lathe, and his meisim. And the Mashal writes over there that Shimshin should have been makir, he should have realized from the name. We know Gemara and Yuma, Seif Yuma, the Gemara says over there that a mei was able to be makir from your name. What your name was, that's what you were. That's what you're all about. So your name had a yisay to it, there was a shayish to it. So he should have realized from her name, but Shimshin didn't realize that. We have to understand over here, what was the pshat in Shimshin marrying this woman? We explained earlier, a few months ago, when we discussed when Shimshin first married this Plishti. So, over there we explained, Shimshin had a new tactic how to help out Klai Yisrael. And what was his tactic? He wanted to go out and camouflage himself in the Plishtim. And like this, he was going to win them over, because anything that the Yidden would do, the Plishtim would fight them. It's like this, he would be Ki'ilu of Plishti, and it was his Egin and Ratzin, he wasn't coming from a whole group. Ki'ilu. So Mela, like this, they would... a new Mahalach had to win them over. And it worked. So that's why it made sense why he married a Plishti. Why now is he going ahead and marrying this woman, Lila? Now he's already Ishkadish, he's a Shefet for 20 years. Why is he marrying this woman? Now we have to understand that Shimshin now is around 60 years old. Why? Because Namal, the Gemara state in Saita and other places, that a Shefet didn't become before 40, you couldn't become a Shefet. Over Klai Yisrael. And he was a Shefet already. We learned in the end of last parak that he was a Shefet for 20 years. So he must have been over 60. So now at this stage in his life, he was still looking for this Ava Isa. What's the pshat? So that's Pashit. Now when the Torah wants to say that you're talking about a woman that's a Bas Yaifi, a pretty woman as we would understand it, by Rivka, the Torah says, V'anayra Toivas Mara Ma'id. The Torah explains itself. By Rachel, it says, V'yachal ha'yifaisi yifas toyev, yifas mara. Batsheva, it says, Isha toyevas mara ma'ayit. So the Pasuk explains itself when it means beauty. Over here, it doesn't say yifas toyev mara, it just says, V'yav Isha. He loved this woman. What does it mean, V'yav? So Shem Shefal Hirsch, in Chumash, he explains on the Pasuk, V'yav, really, it's a different word than Chafetz. V'yav, what's V'yav? What's the shayish of a yav? He says the shayish of a yav comes from hav, giving. What does it mean you love someone? Love someone means giving. That's what loving means. If you love it mitzad yourself, that means you love yourself. You don't love the person. You love yourself. Yourself, they come into your life. You love the food. Well, you don't love the food. You love yourself. That's what you want to eat the food. You don't love the food, else you wouldn't eat it. If you love it, you would want to keep it there. Right? So you love yourself. And that's why you're eating the food. And that's clear. Don't ever fool yourself that you love the food. How much you love yourself, the more you like the food. But that means that you love yourself. The more you love yourself, the more you like the food. So it's out. Everything around you is, everything is around you, yourself. You love your wife because you love yourself and she's giving you what you need. But not because you love her. As long as she gives you the ra'ayah, as long as she doesn't give you what you need, all of a sudden the love starts getting shvacha those days, right? What's the pshat? Because it's all klape loving yourself. Your whole life is around yourself. It's not so tief, Shmuel. It's the truth.
We just got to 100 therapy sessions.
Yeah. Okay. I did a quick job.
Save you a
couple of $1,000. Okay? Okay, we're looking for a bigger donation here. So Ava, we say, Ava hafta Hashem alekecha. Ava means, the word is have, giving. That's what Ava means. The more you give someone, the more you're going to love someone. That's the Matzias. Why do you love your children so much? Besides, because it's a physical connection. But the Etzim, it's because you constantly give them. The more you give them, the more you love them. That's the Matzias. Rachel, I'll bring you a riot to this. It's not my riot. Sham Sham Fal Hirsch brings this riot. He says, it's going on the Psukim over there by Rachel and Yaakov. So he says like this. You know, whenever you wait for something that you want so much, it feels forever, right? You're waiting, it's forever. Even if you're cooking something, and you're waiting for egg to be boiled, it's right. It's supposed to be 10 minutes, and it feels like an hour. That's the Matzias. So the Pasuk says, Mamash Pungfakat. What happened by Yaakov? He loved Rachel so much, that it took Kiyam Machadim, V'yavid Yaakov Rachel Sheva Shanim, V'yu B'enov Kiyam Machadim Ba'avosei Oysa. We know the Matzias is just the opposite. The Matzias is the more you love the person, the more you love the thing that you want, the longer you're waiting for it. And all of a sudden over here, Sheva Yom, Sheva Shanim, Kiyam Machadim. Okay, fine. Okay. But still, there's not much, but that's what's going on here. So, Rav Sham Rafael Hirsch explains that there's, because obviously this is a different Ava. This is not the Ava that we think that you know, the Ava of loving your desire, because that's you. And you can never fallide yourself to you can't, you want that piece of meat, you can't wait long. To every minute feels like an hour. But over here, forget. The love that the Avos HaKadoshim had for their wives wasn't the love that you think love is. The love was that they wanted to give. They wanted to keep on giving. And therefore, that love, if you try it, whatever that means, if you would try that love, then Anachanam will be Kiyam Machadim Maisa. So what Shimshon saw in the Ava to Dlila Vayav Isha, he saw that this is the woman that he feels that he can connect with. Why could he connect with? Because he can give her what she needs. He felt that when you marry someone, you feel that you connect. What's connecting? Connecting means that I feel like I could give her as much as what she desires. I'm going to be the one that can give her as much as she desires, and she feels the same, the opposite. She's going to give you as much as you need. Now, maybe I should have told this to you 20, 30 years ago. Yeah, you think so? Okay. But the end, it's okay. If you didn't, what? Then we could give back to Hashem. Mitzvah, yeah. Mitzvah is called giving back. So that's why it's important to learn at the beginning of the day is important, as you're starting the day off by giving to Rebbe, whatever that means. You daven in the beginning, you learn in the beginning, you're giving the Rebbe Shem Yimatan, giving him, that's what he wants from us. So Akapanim, that is what Shimshon saw in this woman Delilah. So it's not the pshat, again, very clear. That's not the pshat stam al tifayis, as tifayis taya, anything like that. The ma'arisa. It was just the ava that he felt that this is the woman that he could go ahead and give what she needs. And with that, the person steigs. The more you give to someone else, the more you grow. After yachkamaycha is also, the musig is that you're giving. You're giving him as much as you give yourself. Chach as much as you give yourself. So you're giving over to your friend as much as you give to yourself. That's v'haftal yachak kamaychem. It's like upon him, with this pshat of Sham Shafal Hirsch, it's very poshut, why, what was the marriage over here? Yeah. Gets it. Yeah. So, the Chaim HaSanach writes that, he says a ra'ayah to this, which is the Chaya Chiddush, he says, whenever the Pasuk says, first Ushma, and then the name, then it goes ahead and it means that the person's chashuv. Brings a raya, Ushmai Elkana, Ushmai Mardechai. So over here it says Ushma Delila, so it seems like that she did have a chashivas. So Shimshon, when he married her, it wasn't stama prostafrei, it wasn't stama lady. She was a chashuva lady. Now, I would just said the Gemara in Saita says, Ilamale Nikashma Delila Raya Isis Shikai, we would have called Delila. Dildalas Kaichai, Dildalas Libai, Dildalas Maisav. She was worthless. She killed Shimshon. But he says that happened afterwards. But right when she married him, and we'll see how that came about, but right when she married him, she was this chash of a woman, and like we just explained, that she was a woman that, not stam, a chash of a woman. She, when she married Shimshon, imagine this, Shimshon was being chased by all the Plishtim. They wanted to kill him. She was a plishtis. The shadows, she was a giyayis or not. But she was pashtus. She wasn't from the Fruma woman out there. And Shimshon married her. But she was giving up her life. Why? Because she saw that same ava that he saw towards her. He saw towards her. And she felt that she could give Shimshon. So she was up to Messias Nefesh Mamish. She was ready to be Messias Nefesh to marry Shimshon. She had nothing from it. The Yidden, he was in hiding. He was running away his whole life. He was running from one place to another place.
What was she being Messias Nefesh for?
To marry this person. Why did she? Oh, so we just explained. That's why I was laughing. We just explained what marriage is all about. She felt that this is her bashata. This is the one she could give to.
She saw him once and she was.
I don't know, it was once. I don't know how long, how many times it was. But there was ava between them. And that ava was the what?
Okay.
And you came in 10 minutes spät.
Yeah. I bet for them and I came 10 minutes spät. Yeah. So, but yeah. And that's why Delilah, So Delilah wasn't a Pashta woman, was saying. Completely Messias Nefesh. Now, so what happened to her? So the Pesukim are going to explain. Vayalu Ela Sane Plishtim. The governors of Plishtim came to her. Vayayimu La. They told her, Pati Oysai. Talk him into. Uri'i Bameh Kaycha Gadol. Let's see what's his strength. Where's his strength come from? Ubameh Nuchaloi. And what does it come from? Vasanua. Vasanuhu, and bind them up la anoisai to pain him. Vanachnu nitein loch ish elef umeya kasef. We're going to give you ish elef umeya kasef. 1,100 kasef. So now, what happened over here? Who comes to her? The governors come to her. It's not stam people. It means they felt that they're going to send the shliach, they're never going to convince her. This is a one-time only chance that they felt that maybe it's time to convince her to get Shimshon to understand Shimshon's kayak. Now, so they didn't send down the person. Not only that, normally a governor, it says that these Sarim, they were at least over 5 Medinas, they were very Chashuva members. And Vayalu Eleha, he was up in the mountains, he was hiding in the mountains. So they traveled up to the mountain, and they went themselves. This is something which is Davish Leshkiach B'chlal. And they came to her. They come to her and they explain to her that we want to know the strength and we're going to give you money for that. Now, what was she thinking? She married Shimshon, we said, with the good intentions. She felt that she had this ava. She felt she's going to give to him and he felt he's going to give to her. A beautiful shidduch happened over here. But he's over 60 and this is a tzveita, dritta, zivug. And why would she just go ahead and give him to the pushtim? Why would she talk him into this? Took away his kayach. Now, you have to understand, if she was looking to kill him, if they wanted to just kill him, she'd just get fed him poison. Like, they didn't have to just take away the kayak. It wouldn't be that difficult. So, what's the pshat? The pshat is like this, that she felt that it's already time that he was getting older. He's not going to win them over anyways anymore. He was already a shayfer for 20 years. And when he did what he did, whatever he was able to do, he was metzliach. And now they're out to kill him. So they eventually get him. So let me rather give him in, let's just take away his kayak, just the strength, and then he'll be able to live the rest of his life like a fine person. They wouldn't kill him anymore. They weren't upset. The whole reason why they wanted to kill Shimshon was only because they were his strength. He was killing them out. So she figured, she made a good cheshbon. It wasn't like she was looking to kill him. She figured, you know what? Now it's time to give in. And let me just take away his strength and he'll live the rest of his life, a happy life. She made up that they're not going to kill him. Vasanu la naisa, let's just tie him up and take away his strength. And from that, we'll let him live. So that's what she felt now as a matzav kuch nefashis. This is the only way to get out of this. They were chasing him. So this is the only way to save him. So she thought she was being a good wife. She wasn't looking to kill him. Now, the Malbim explains, they wanted two things. Firstly, they wanted to understand, is this physical strength? Or it is ruchnizdik strength. If it's physical strength, then what's the eitzah? We can't tie him up, we can't do anything. So let's say his strength is in his hands, let's tie up his feet. If he's strengthened in his feet, let's tie up his hands. Let's do something that's going to bypass the strength. And if it's Ruchni is digging strength, what type of skula can we go ahead and fight that Ruchni is digging strength? That's what the Malbim explains. So what she do wrong? We explained it so well. Delila. It was a chash of a lady here. She was meant for her husband's good. And the answer is because everything came from this Taivas Maman. She was ready to give up her husband. She made all these cheshbainis because of Taiva of money. Ish elef omeya kesef, 1,100 kesef got her to give up her husband. Home Maseiros Nefesh, the whole Ava that she had, it was true Ava. When it comes to Taiva's moment, there's nothing stronger than that. I'm sorry?
Women also have a
stack. Women
also? I thought it's a man thing.
I think it's much stronger by the woman, no? No. Oh, to give her? No. But she was going to get now her personal money. This was like real thing. This was her own. They were giving her a present of 1,000 rubles. So Taivas HaMamon is so large, so great that you're ready to give up. And we all have this Taivas HaMamon. You kill yourself. You work till you have enough money to live. What are you working so hard? Because you want more, right? What are you working for? To give more tzedakah?
Well, now I have more to give.
Well, now I saved you. You mean the first 10 minutes when I saved you? Okay. So why would a person work more and more? It's one of the excuses is to give tzedakah. Okay. Why are you so strong at that mitzvah, no other mitzvah? You love people so much, you want to just help them.
The Rav just said, if you love everyone, it means you love yourself. Right? If you say you love everyone, you really love no one.
Right, okay. Shmuel's going out there, yeah, no. The kids. So the pshat is because Taivas HaMamon, which that's the Matzias in the Bria, there's nothing to do about that. So that's what happened to her. She was ready to give up her marriage because of this Taivas HaMamon. They promised her a few bucks, and she's ready to give up the marriage. As Mavel Alaran, what Taivas HaMamon does, you know, with tzaddikim, they wouldn't even sit. A few ma'asim, the tzaddikim, the rabbis, they wouldn't sit in someone's room, in someone's fancy oitzach, right? Because there was money there. They felt that them connecting to money is a worry that they're going to take it. Even though, chash of a people, the Taivas HaMamon is so great, you see by someone money, all of a sudden, you start thinking, all of a sudden, it comes into your own pocket. Right? So the Taivas HaMamon, that's what got her going. So now, Batoimet Lila al Shimshon. I'm just one push of a button. By the time it right away, by the time it did, Hashem shagid on Ali. But Mecca Chacha Goda. What? Where's your strength? Uvamate Asala Anaisecha. How could we lock you up? It's a pella. She went right to the point, without any roundabouts. Right to the point. What's your strength? Where's your strength come from? Yemei Aleh Shimshin. Im Yasruni. If you're going to tie me down. B'shiva Yisarim Lachem. Ashaloi Chayavu. With 7 wet, fresh bowstrings, they never dried up. The Khalisi, I'll become weak. I'm going to be like one of the people, one of the regular people. Very interesting that he added the Yisik Achad Adam. I'm going to be like a regular person. So Shimshon just said a straight out lie. He told her what to do. How can you do that? That's a yen of marriage.
To
let him say, I'm not telling you. Right? Why did he lie straight out?
Was she alone with him now?
She's alone with him. She gather had some plishtim in the next door that were right when she ties him down, they should grab him.
He made it up.
He had no clue.
He's a man.
No, he had no clue. So it's a pella. So why did he? Yeah. Why would he lie? Imagine you straight out lie to your wife. You tell her you don't want to say. I'm sorry, I can't tell you. Or you say that I don't know. But it's okay with you. I was born like that. What's the problem? So to say a straight out lie, here you see that if he would say that I don't want to tell you, then things won't go good. It won't go good in the marriage. So you lie to lie in the Shalom Bais. Right? That we know. Masim Chalyan. Where you were, Bismadrish. Right?
But she'll see right away that he lied because it won't work.
Okay, that's another chesh. Barak upon him.
She didn't know what's happening.
Right. At least b'shas ma'aseh. So to say that you're not going to say is a lot worse. Oh, it's like this. You make up a baba ma'aseh. He didn't know that she was talking going to do it on him. Why would he think that she's going to do it on him? So therefore, the Maradig said here that you're allowed to lie when it's the gay shalom bias. Now, obviously, everything has to be done with seichel. You can't just start lying and then all of a sudden they're going to lose trust in you and you're going to be mamash worthless. But there are some times that you're allowed to shift the emes a little bit. I don't like calling that shift the emes because emes doesn't mean a lie or a truth. That's not what it means. Because then you're never allowed to lie. Yaakov Avinu didn't lie when he said the b'chaya, when he said his name was Esav. So, akapanim, but sevayalula sane plishtim, shitake gath this sanes from the plishtim, this string, shiva yisam lachem, ashalecha yavu, they had it prepared, vatasayo behem, and she tied him up with it. Va'ayev yoyshev lo v'acheda. What?
He's
going
along with it. He's sitting there, he's going to tie her up.
Yeah. What should he do?
He's
just fighting.
I don't.
The Amish is then next door. But Tomei Ela Plishtim, Alech HaShimshin. Ve'yinate, Esa Yisayim, Esa Yisayim, Kashi Yinate, Psil HaNa'oyez, Barichai, Eish, Ve'yinayda Kaychai. He just ripped it without any problem. He was so strong that he took care of it no problem. And she still does not know his kayach. You mocked me, you made fun of me, you told me a lie. Now tell me, what can we capture you? And she told him, oh no, different ones. New cables. Ashley Nasabah Malacha. No malacha was ever done to it. V'chalisi, v'yisi, ka'achadam, I'm going to get weak. And I'll be like one of the people. V'tikach li la'avaisim chadashim, she went and did this. V'taseyo behem. And she tied him with this. V'tay me'elev plishtim. Allah ha'shimshim, v'ayrev yeshev achada. That's sitting ambush in the cheder. V'yinat came, me'azresev kachut. He took it upon, he ripped it like a chut, like a string. V'tay me'elev ha'shimshim. Ad heine esaltabi, till when are you going to make chayzik out of me? V'tadabe like zavim. You're telling me lies. Agidali b'mate osa. Tell me what's going to tie you down. B'yem elem ta'agi esheva machlof ha'yitzreishim v'masachas. If you're going to go ahead and weave seven locks in my hair with the masachas, alum. V'tiska b'yoseid v'atoyim elem plishtim alech ha'shimshim. So now he was getting closer to saying the truth. He was talking about the hair already. And he felt that maybe some hair is going to get pulled out. He knew it has to do with his nazirus. And he felt that maybe if she's going to tie his hair, it's going to get pulled out. He woke up and he just untied the locks. Now she gets him. She tells him, how could you say you love me? Your lady is not alone with me. Three times. You fooled me, but you got me, and do not tell me what your strength is.
How do we understand why she was asking for this information?
We said for money.
No, but why was he okay with giving it to her?
Well, he wanted to save his marriage. He'll do anything to save his marriage.
He knew he's getting killed after the first time she tried. After
he didn't know he was going to get killed. He didn't know the plishtim. He didn't know this plan with the plishtim.
He never saw them.
She said the plishtim are coming. So he just picked it up, but he didn't know it was serious. She was joking around, having a good time. Vayiki tzikalei b'dver kol ayamim v'ta'altzeyu v'tiksa nafshe lamas. Now is when, after three times, and she told him the marriage is up for grabs here because you're not listening to me, and you told me that you have ava towards me, and like we said, ava means. So here Shimshon was being Moisa Nefesh to show that Hitaka has Ava. And what does it mean? Ava? He's ready to give. He's ready to give up his life. So many times couples, they're married and they're suffering, but they stay married. What's the pshat? It's all because they're ready to give. They're constantly giving. They know that in this world you just have to give and give and give. And the next world you'll see the payers. Many times you don't see happiness so much in this world between couples. But they're staying married. What's the pshat? Because they want to just give. And forget. Sometimes, you know, you look at it, a bigger achmanis your wife is, or the opposite, and they stay married. So sometimes, again, it has to be marriageable, but akapanim, but why? Because they feel they're giving more. That's the lot in life, to give. And this is what the Baruch Hashem set them aside, that this is the person they should be giving to. So therefore, that's what Shimshon felt. And Shimshon was ready to do anything for Shalom Bayis. To keep on giving, just that he should have a Shalom Bayis, and ready to give up his whole zich. This is the gest of dag and Shalom Bayis. You're ready to give up your ganze zich, your kayach with everything. Just that your marriage should be okay. Imagine this daga. What marriage is all about. Okay.